Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Showing Steiny and Goo a video inside right now. Steiny and Goo join us for the crossover here on the Morning Roast. Banger of a song. 678-999-8212. Soldier Boy, let's go. Kiss Me Through the Phone. I don't know about that. We won't do that this morning to you. Kind of freaky.
No, no, no.
Steiny, how you doing? Do you know this? Do you recognize this song?
No.
Do you ever heard the term or name Soldier Boy?
Yeah, that was from about 10 years ago.
There you go, a little 15 years ago.
Steiny's a square. L7.
Talk to me.
Not a 6'7", L7.
Look at you.
Six,
into the bayou today. You look smooth.
Wait, are you going Tulane?
Yeah.
Hey, they got action this year.
Yeah. They need to win out.
Yeah, but they could be a playoff team, like legit.
No limiter cash money.
They could, although the last year's team was better.
Yeah, the best.
It was. Last year's team was better.
No limiter cash money.
Remember, he answered this.
No limit. Wait, what?
No limit.
Okay.
Or cash money.
Two of the famous rap labels out of New Orleans.
I remember you have a
Fifth War.
Young Money guy.
Spinello, what's my answer?
You can go No Limit. That's Master P.
Make him say, Remember P can hoop. I used to ball with him at Cal State Hayward.
Please.
Now, why would you laugh, Butch?
I want to hear this story now.
I'm being real.
Yeah,
he would pass out. Remember, he had the little thing going on with the Loonies. Who was the real ice cream man?
Oh, yeah.
He would be at Cal State. Hey, we're passing
the
shirts out
after they did.
Before he popped.
Yeah.
A lot of shirts would be on the floor or left on the bench like, you ain't about to bubble. And he bubbled to BP.
What the hell are you talking about?
He was an underground.
What does bubble mean?
Blow
up.
It blew up.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
so what is now?
What about leaving shirts in the gym?
Yeah, he would be passing the greatest out promoter. As he was coming up, and people would be like, yeah, whatever, I'm with the Loonies.
Oh, you know what he was? He was the Barnum and Bailey promoter of an independent rap label.
Man.
Right? How else could I describe it?
And it worked.
Yes, and he like barnstormed all throughout all the ghettos.
A great call.
Literally handing tapes and CDs to people.
He had ties to Richmond and New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw him.
I actually heard of no local.
Yeah. I saw him at Joe's at Creative Music on Ocean and Mission.
Dude, okay.
All right. And he was coming out. We were coming in. He was huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And he literally dropped off albums.
That
late 90s.
Yeah.
He dropped them off. Physically dropped off a box of albums.
He was a hustler, man.
He was the ultimate.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Spadoni.
What's up?
Hey, Brock Purdy starting Sunday. You excited?
You know what? I'm more excited that Brock Purdy's starting than if Mac Jones to have been starting.
I agree.
So would that be a yes?
The game has definitely got more interesting Sunday. The game has gotten more interesting.
No doubt.
But why? Good sleep last night.
Why?
Why? Because we haven't seen Brock for only two games this year.
But what are you going to do with the four quarters if he lasts? And I expect him to. What are you going to do with the 60 minutes? Are you going to come back Monday? I'm asking Spadoni.
What do you mean?
Because that's what the rat on the table is. Purdy is not threatened. Yeah, he's been gone. I want to see him, Butch. But do you think really there's something going on behind closed doors where, oh, Brock, you got to be at your best? There's going to be a natural rust to him being out. But there's nothing really going on here. Shout out Buffalo Springfield.
Just win the game. Just if you win the game,
no, but Spadoni, you
it's
know people
fine.
Are watching. Oh, that pass was fluttering. Come on, Mac's been good.
Bro. Yeah, but he has been great.
If
he's been great, then be something else. He's been really good.
Spadoni, I watched the MVP of the league. The MVP of the league, Steve Young, get ripped to shreds in a playoff game he was winning before getting to the Dallas Cowboy NFC Championship game by my dad and grandfather. I was sitting next to them.
This is a regular season game featuring Jacoby Brissett. Like, come on.
Niner fans are insane. Just remember this.
I know they are.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I love it.
And they're also not excited about Brock coming back, which is kind of surprising to me.
Why do you think there's just a weird vibe?
I actually think it's because of the injuries on the defense that is created. That is, it plays a part in it. It's not the only reason. But there is a feeling of, the defense has been so banged up that we lost our two best defenders. We gave up a ton of points last week. We're probably going to get, it's hard to imagine the defense getting better. And so there seems to be people that think it's not going to make a big difference.
You think he's wrong? Oh, my bad.
Because of the defense. That's what I think.
Don't you think when you say a comment like that, someone's in their car going, then why did you pay him $250 million if there's no difference?
Yeah, that's part of the equation. I think, but if the two defensive guys were coming back next week, let's say, I think there would be more excitement for Purdy and Pierce.
I would agree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
I would agree with that.
And I didn't steal from you. I never do, Spadoni and Butch. But yesterday, if Brock Purdy were mine and I was running the show and this is the situation, he would not see the field again. I would let Mac just finish the season just because of what Steiny said. And a lot of people may feel that, we really truly don't have a chance. Why risk the biscuit if he comes back and re-aggravates something, Spadoni, to your point yesterday, to where now he has to go under the knife. Yeah. And then I don't know when Warner's coming back or Bosa. Butch, I'm treat my man like fine china.
No, I agree with that. But this notion that this year is over because Warner and Bosa are done, it sucks. It probably does put a ceiling on what they can do. But
you're still in it.
But why should McCaffrey play? Why should he Trent play? That sounds absurd. It's not you. This notion that they have no chance, it bugs me. It's like, no, dude.
So that's why you wanted to move done.
Yeah. if I'm CMC, how many more prime years do I have? If I'm Trent, I might not even play next year. If I'm Kittle, I'm hurt right now and I'm playing. And you're not going to add to this? I get being fiscally responsible long term. Oh, pass rusher? Did you see what Jalen Phillips did the other night?
He was balling.
Yeah. Why are we laughing? Sorry.
He's playing with the stapler over there. It's like a nervous tick or something.
E40 would say, put your stapler in your pocket.
40? Okay.
Office Space, Milton, the stapler, as you know.
Oh, that
classic.
Ended up
different
in the basement.
Basement
closet.
Hey, stapler? It's a very good movie. Mike Judge is a genius. Same guy that created Beavis and Butthead.
That
Office
was a
Space.
Great movie.
What is it that Office you exactly Space. Do around here?
Yeah, exactly.
No, the Bobs. What would
if
you say you do here?
I ask that to Lucas Alexander every day.
Oh, dude. So director of sports.
So you've been missing work.
Oh, I wouldn't say I've been missing work.
It's pretty good. Oh, man. But I'm kind of with you, Goo. Is Kyle Shanahan telling us that he thinks this team's that much better with Brock on the field? Or is it we paid this guy this much money and I've kept saying he's our franchise guy,
that's
so we have to go back to him?
But don't need the latter. Follow the money. Am I wrong?
Well, I think we just underrate that there is a big boss man, and that's the Yorks. I do think that we think that Kyle's able to do whatever he wants at any time. He doesn't own the team. Ooh, yes, he's able to do whatever he wants, but even he has to sit down and stare someone in the face a couple times a year. I don't know. Maybe more than that. We all have a boss.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what his boss is like, because they've spent a lot of money.
Man.
And hey, you're the one that ran up and made us sign Brandon Ayuk at the last second. We were going to trade him. You made us do that. All right, you wanted to trade 3 draft picks for Trey Lance. You made us do that. So if I am the owner, I'm just speculating, like, what's the owner's prerogative in all this?
I mean, I think he's keeping Kyle Shanahan. I don't think he's on the hot.
I didn't say he's firing him.
But you're insinuating that he could become on the hot seat.
No, what I'm saying is that the owner's saying, look, wait a minute. You're telling me we paid $250 million and I put $181 in escrow? Because that's what you have to do. I put $181 million in escrow. And this guy's not going to play this year?
Oh, he got hurt.
Wow.
What are you going to get mad at Kyle Shanahan?
Is he hurt or is he not hurt? Is he practicing or not?
Well, he's not going to be 100% the rest of the season, so he's going to be hurt all year.
But, Jojo, these are just logical questions any boss who signs big checks would
ask. And then a logical response is, my guy got hurt. What do you want from me?
No, I mean,
the other thing, like, Kyle Shanahan knows that they've signed him to a big contract. So that's here. I don't even know if Jed York's got to be like, wait, we're doing this again? But I just think, I look at it the other way. If the 49ers have decided to put him out on the field, to me that means he's healthy.
Mm. Yeah.
And if he gets hurt again, then he gets hurt. And you know what?
But see, you just throw that line out there.
That's right.
He just gets hurt, but people are going to come with pitchforks.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. And then Mac Jones finishes up the season.
Oh. Florio is good. I think Florio would be losing his mind.
What if Brock Purdy gets hurt Sunday and it's his shoulder that gets hurt?
Well, that's even worse.
No, we're talking about an injury-prone quarterback.
I don't think it's worse in regard to, okay, he was out there, it's another
injury. You can't get another quarterback hurt.
No.
I think that's one element. Then there's the element of, okay, so we had elbow, we had shoulder, we had concussion,
foot.
We have foot. Now we have shoulder
growing.
Again.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Kelly Blue Book.
I just have a hard time thinking. One second.
Yeah.
I go around the room.
Yeah.
Can he play all seven games to end the year?
Can he?
I don't know. I'll be able to tell you more after Sunday. I really mean that.
No, I think that's. I'm just asking.
If I was going to bet on it, okay. I'd say no. I would not want to put money on that.
I feel similar.
Yeah.
Then don't run him out.
Well, wait a minute. Why are we not running him out? Because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. Like, we're not running him out for the next 7 days.
Is the risk worth something affecting next year in his availability?
So we're never going to be healthy this year.
I'm already having, like,
well,
doubts
said
on,
that.
On
that
health.
Yeah, well, he asked
Shanahan
the question.
Yeah, I'm just asking, do you think he can stay healthy for the next 7 games?
Yeah, he can. Would I bet on it? Probably not.
Okay.
But what I just don't understand is it's time for him to play. Everybody has determined that. Purdy, the team, the doctors, they've picked this week. And I think there's a lot of reasons why they picked this week. And one of the reasons they probably picked this week was this is as soft a runway as we can give him.
Yeah. But Arizona's defense is no punks. The defense, Purdy's going up against.
Let's talk about the difference between going up against the Rams last week and the Cardinals this week.
They're still an NFL team.
Of course they almost beat you last time.
They're an NFL team that's about to blow it up at the end of the season.
Walter Nolan and Josh Sweat looked really good against those Cowboys.
I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ, FM, HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's a Football Friday presented by Merritt America. Visit them at merrittamerica.org/super. I'm not saying he's going to light it up on Sunday. I'm not saying that at all. They're going to win the game, though.
But I got a question for you.
And if they don't, it's a disaster.
Well, the bottom line is, you can talk as highly as you want about these teams. The reality is the next four teams, their records are combined 11-32.
Sure.
All
right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
If you, like, here's the thing. Well, that doesn't mean it's easy. That doesn't, right. If it's not easy and you can't beat those teams, then we've got our answers about this.
6-5 and 7-4 feel dramatically different Monday morning.
Sure.
Now, I heard Richard Sherman on his podcast say, ride their hot hand.
Sure.
If you look at the win-loss record for Mac, is it really hot? Because they just lost.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady on the telecast wasn't firing shots at Brock, but you could tell he was like, you got to ride Mac.
Do you think
Brock has been disrespected in all of this about Mac and this, if he's hot, they could mess with everything? I've taken a team to 2 NFC championships and a Super Bowl. Do you think Brock's been disrespected?
No, I just think when you don't play, it's out of sight, out of mind. When you're not an all-time legend, right? Like, all-time legends could just step back in, and we just assume they're going to be great. Lamar Jackson was gone for how many weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know, 4 or 5, right? And he steps back in. It's like, uh-oh, Baltimore's back in it.
When you haven't had the longevity of some of these guys, I think that's where it comes into play. And if you haven't played, like, really good football in a couple years, then it's like, okay, well, he hasn't played really good football. He's been hurt. Yeah, you know what? I'm cool with Mac Jones right now. Ooh. And you're not like, Bengals fans know it's like, okay, we got Joe Flacco until the guy's coming back. Then we're going to be happy. Wow, Thanksgiving. I got Joe Burrow. This is so exciting. It's not the same with Brock Purdy because they've, and there also, there's an element of how much better is Brock going to be than what Mac Jones has shown?
Like, that's why I'm excited.
Like, clearly, Steiny, Kyle feels that bringing in Brock Purdy, there's an extra level that he could provide, right?
Yeah, I've got to believe that.
Do you agree with that, though? I don't think there's, like, this huge level that he could take to this offense right now that Mac Jones hasn't.
I think it'll be marginal, if anything, but, like, that's kind of what I want to – it's going to all probably be the eye test. How he looks back there, is he able to make those plays where he can escape for 7 yards? Can he make those plays? Because that's the one that seemed to be the problem.
Can I play a call that we had about 30 minutes ago
from
one of our fans?
Let's do it. Carter's clapping.
Has Steel Toe and Sam Mateo called you guys? Steel Toe's called you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, let's play it.
Steel Toe.
Steel Toe. Sam Mateo. Sam Mateo. What's up, Steel Toe?
Thanks, guys. Morning, Ross. You guys are awesome. We're getting better. I'm starting to like you guys better than Dibbs and Willard.
Wow. That's a tough bar to clear. Thank you.
Madoni and Chesky, you guys are legit, man. You guys are talking about the real stuff. And that's what I want to talk about. I'm so disappointed in Kyle Shanahan. Very disappointed. You know, Kyle's father, he won 2 Super Bowls with a tall quarterback with a rocket arm. Okay? You learn nothing from your father. You learn nothing from your father. We got Mac Jones, a proven national champion. And you're benching him. You're benching him. I hate you, Kyle.
Like, dude,
it's all time,
Steiny. That sounded like, and he really meant it at the end because it is feeling.
That sounded like Daryl from California calling into a Pirates postgame.
Maybe that's why it is.
I hate you, Pirates.
You got me yelling at Mother's Day.
Wow. Come on. Let's just say he's a Mac Jones fan, huh?
I hate you, Kyle. I hate you.
Steiny, wow.
I don't understand the complexity of this. not that guy. Just the idea that if Purdy's ready, you wouldn't play him. That's the part. It just, to me, it seems clear he's ready to play. Give it a go. Damn. See how it goes. And that's it.
Alex Smith was ready to go.
That's right. And Harbaugh made a decision. He was going with Kaepernick, and he announced it.
He said, we're going with the hot hand.
So, wow, man.
Yeah.
Kyle's going back to the original. But hold on, though. There was a difference between Kaepernick bursting on the scene and
it was incredible. Jones.
People forget how good he was.
It was Butch. It was incredible. It was incredible.
The Green Bay game was...
He kissed his biceps. Was
Chicago first start. I was there with my brother. It's a primetime game.
Look at him.
There was a throw down the sideline to Kyle Williams. All of Candlestick went... Like, you could feel the entire stadium because the ball had never been thrown to that spot that deep on the field. And everyone went, oh, my God. Then there was a red zone play where he went back and he started scrambling. He rolled left and he just flipped one to Vernon Davis. And everyone was like, yep, we're never looking back.
Wow, man. Should have a Super Bowl ring.
Thanks.
No, I'm just saying.
Actually, come on.
They were down, but came back. Yeah, but
if the power didn't go out, they're getting washed.
They should have won.
Come on.
They coulda, woulda, shoulda won the year after when they had the horrible face mask penalty down in New Orleans. They would have had a bye. Wow. They would have hosted that game. They would have beaten the Seahawks instead of having to go on the road in round one and lose in Lambeau and win in Lambeau and exert all that energy. They dismantled a great Carolina team that year. Yeah. The Super Bowl was the NFC Championship game that year.
Yeah, because they would have gone on to play the
Denver Broncos. That were not the same Broncos.
Well, the game was over after the first snap. It was the same.
They weren't the same.
It was awful.
But that's what's funny about sports. Those are two scenarios or two players to me. Lynn's sanity. How did he go on that run and then not be anything? And then Kaepernick make me think he was the next. I saw
Jaworski.
I watched it, and then it just evaporates. Like, what happened?
Jaworski, who is like a Cosell and was his contemporary, watched his film all day, every day, was like, I legitimately think I might be watching a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
So what happens, Donnie, to Cap?
No Cap.
He got scouted, like Jeremy Lin, and eventually got scouted, and then he had some miscellaneous other things that impacted.
Yeah, he started getting grumpy early on too, towards the report. Yeah, he started. Remember, like that last season.
I couldn't stand him that last year under Harbaugh.
Yeah, Harbaugh's persona.
He really did. He got very surly and angry, and then the team started falling apart around him. It was not very good, and it ended very poorly.
Look, people are gonna, you know, feel what kind
of
way.
This is before, like, the cops and the brutality stuff.
He also hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
He had a really bad shoulder injury.
But he dated a teammate's girlfriend or stole her.
That was a huge element.
Alden Smith has sent him on his tongue. I'm just saying.
TMZ, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
Nessa. This is one of those things, like, is this official?
It's official.
Oh, yeah,
everyone. But the team got worse. They didn't bring Randy Moss back in 2013. Delonte Walker took off. Like, their offense wasn't the same. Vernon Davis got absolutely obliterated by Cam Chancellor and was never the same. Like, the defense kind of fell apart because Justin Smith tore his labrum. The offense, Crabtree tore his Achilles, and he was out. So they had Bolden. It just wasn't the same. A lot of elements weren't the same.
Man.
You guys put this on my board? Well, let's just play.
That was incredible, call.
We just played Steel Toe and San Mateo. Here's another call on another station, station, Once Upon a Time.
Who is
I don't know what a hitting coach has to do to get fired before 50 games, but if you want to find out, watch the 2024 Pirates. They're playing their ass off. This is just me again, Dan. There is no accountability. And McCutcheon, you're in my Pirate Hall of Fame, but when it's time to play, you got to be serious. Quit smiling, joking all damn game, and then you get up there with two runners on, and you just have three of the worst swings I've ever seen. That's not leadership, and that's not veteran-like. This team needs a new coach. You can't get rid of all the players. And why we brought in Chapman, I have no idea. This thing is bad, and it's embarrassing, and I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it. Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you. Daryl? Daryl?
Did you hang up, Daryl? Did you hang up? You left the hand?
I had to go back to the family. Dude, sports, man.
Mother's Day was ruined that day.
Dude, that's why that dude they call, he was really hurt about
sports, what's the most angry you've been last 20 years? Any game.
Baker Mayfield as a Ram coming off a plane after getting traded, beating the Raiders on Thursday Night Football.
When Miami fumbled the ball against Georgia Tech because Mario didn't want to take a knee. I still want to kick him out of this country.
The Warriors doing nothing to Draymond for Jordan Poole. I mean that. That's my I'll never get over
on my list of Warrior grievances. Yeah. Not even not even up there.
Stiney.
I mean, you know, this is isn't Malcolm Gladwell the one who said your first thought's always the one you should go with?
Mm.
It would probably be Derek Fisher coming back in the We Believe series.
You're up. I hate him so much. I can't stay with the Warriors because my kid needs the best possible. Man. He used his child as a meat shield. Yeah. Did he not?
Yeah, he did. And he got up out of there and then left.
That's such a deep cut. I don't even know if people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
all the cuts of him on the exercise bike getting ready. Oh, I hate him so much.
Crazy, man.
Derek Fisher, Laker legend.
That was a Warrior team I rooted for. No doubt about it.
I'll
never forget that
Matt
shot.
Matt Barnes driving like 60 minutes or maybe it was 60 miles to try to beat up Derek Fisher for being with his wife.
Now he's got his own problems. Matt Barnes.
I sent you the video. Oh, no. Boy.
Send us all videos all the time.
I like it, though.
Wait.
But it's like, I know
Barnes is involved in something again.
Yeah. I sent it to you.
Extortion.
When you're at the airport, check it out.
Him and Mark Jackson.
Let's just say this. I love Matt Barnes, Stiney. He's a legend. He's being extorted, and he admits he paid 60 racks, 60,000 to somebody. But if you're innocent, you don't pay a dime to anybody, right?
That's not true.
You explain it. I'll send it to you.
That's not true. Sometimes you just got to, you know.
I can't speak to that.
Okay.
What do you guys got coming up?
Matt Barrows at what time?
10:45.
Yeah.
Matty B.
Matt Barrows. We'll talk a lot about Purdy. And that's it. It's a Friday. It feels like a payday Friday.
It's
does.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting on a plane later on.
Is that Sheep Ranch or Sea Ranch?
Sheep Ranch.
So my boy Ralph runs a bunch of golf courses. Shout out, Ralph. Bodega, Sea Ranch, Tilden. Can we all get out and play some golf soon?
You know I'm available.
All right, let's get Ralph out there. I want to do some.
Sea Ranch the really nice course, or it's the one that's okay?
It's brand new because they shut it down and then they reset it. Mm. Let's go out and play.
I'm in at the Tides.
Bodega Bay.
Yeah, a little wine tasting on Friday.
On 95.7, the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.